All right, let's hear your best. That's how I got out of a ticket story. 502-795-1997. Got a message from a listener. I once got pulled over on Thanksgiving Day by a state trooper. Started crying. Gave him my health insurance card when he asked for my car insurance.
Oh, no.
And he said, ma'am, this is your health insurance card. I cried harder. And he finally said, slow down, have a good day, and left. Hashtag blonde moment.
That's awesome.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. Heather says, I was rolling on the Waterson by Poplar Level Road because of running late to get to my dad to a doctor's appointment. Cars were getting on my nerves. So I get out of the fast lane, passing a Dodge Challenger in the slow lane. The cop thought he caught actually the Challenger speeding, so he pulled him over when it was actually me.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. You got someone else pulled over for speeding.
Oopsies.
Oh, shoot. Brent said, I tell the officer that I'm in the Marines. I just got back home. Turns out the cop was a Marine Corps drill instructor. He looks at me for a second and says, I should make your dumb ass get out and do push-ups.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, get out of here and stop being stupid. Handed my license back to me and walked away.
All right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, officer. Best, that's how I got out of a ticket story. Angie just said, I always hear you're never supposed to do this, but the officer asked me if I knew why he pulled me over. I admitted that I rolled through the stop sign. He just came back with a warning.
Oh, so if you admit it,
you know,
then I have
done that, and I've done that several times when... I remember there was a stretch of I-70 through Indianapolis that I probably got pulled over 4 or 5 times in the same stretch. You'd think I'd listen.
Wow.
Or you'd think I'd learn, right?
No, you didn't.
And no, clearly didn't. But last time I got pulled over there, the officer was like, do you know why I pulled you over? I was like, yeah, I was just trying to get around these semis before we hit the construction zone. And so he came back and he was like, yeah, man, I understand, but, you know, just... And gave me a warning. And then he said, looks like you paid enough money to this county.
Oh, he knew.
Yeah, he had
found
seen.
Your record.
He had seen. So, anyways.
He made a big donation.
Yep.
Oh, Sarah, she said when my daughter was 5, we were on our way home from trick-or-treating, her in her princess costume in the back seat. I was going about 64 and a 55, got pulled over, rolled down the window. My daughter started crying loudly, please don't take my mommy to jail.
Oh, no.
He looked at her, told me to get out of here. He didn't even ask for my license. Like, I'm not even going to deal with this. This is going to be a PR nightmare.
Yeah, right? Dan said, not me, but a friend of mine, Billy, is a little person. He stands about 4'5". One time he was going to a costume party dressed as the New Year's baby.
Oh, my God.
5 o'clock shadow, diaper and all. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cop pulls him over and asks, sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Billy looks him in the eye and says, because I'm not riding in a car seat. He said the cop nearly spit up laughing so hard, couldn't even talk, just waved him on and walked back to his cruiser.
That's the perfect answer.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's great.
Good stories. All right, last
properly restrained.
Last one. This has to be anonymous. She says, but in college, I was doing 20 miles over the speed limit, no insurance. Got pulled over by a state trooper. Got with a city cop, and he got my ticket taken off for me.
Well, that's one way to get your record expunged.
Is there anything I can do?
It wasn't in Louisville, by the way. Wasn't in Louisville.
But is there anything? Anything I can do? That is something right out of a movie.
Yes, it is. Like, you have to be bold to try that. Right. Bold.
I mean, who first is the one who first, throws that out there? Like, is it just suggested? And then suggested in a way that she could just be like, oh, no, I wasn't really serious.
Is there something we can work out?
Because I feel like isn't that bribing, solicitation?
Oh,
I mean,
there's probably some charges you could rack up on that, probably.
All right, good stories. That's how I got out of a ticket. Oh, I love y'all.